Hello?
Hello, is Leonard there?
No.
Oh, okay.
Who's calling?
My name is Dave. I'm the janitor over at Great Clips.
The janitor?
Yes.
Okay.
And you were here on Wednesday, I guess. Leonard was getting a haircut.
Okay. All right.
Okay, yeah, and I don't know if you heard yet, but our store caught on fire and burned down.
Okay. The store caught on fire.
Yeah, it burned to the ground. We're all out of jobs here. It's a tragedy,
okay, so
but
why are you calling?
Thank God nobody was hurt. You know, that's the important thing.
Okay, so why are you calling me?
Well, it was Leonard's hair that started the fire.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
No, I'm completely serious, ma'am. And
Leonard's hair started the fire.
Yes. I'm glad you're willing to admit that.
And you're the janitor.
Yeah, and you don't need to yell at me. I'm already out of a job. I mean, I don't know.
Something's not right here. I already got a call from you folks.
About?
And from another person.
About
supposedly
what?
Supposedly from you folks.
About what?
I don't know what's going on.
What was the other call about?
Don't tell me, because I really, why is the janitor from a business calling me?
Because,
and how do you know his hair started a fight? Okay, what is this, April the 3rd Fool's Day?
No, what are you talking about? We don't do April Fool's jokes.
Oh, shit. Hello?
Ma'am, you could at least apologize for starting a fire at our place. To me.
Oh, shut up.
I'm out of a job because of you.
Cactus.
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 I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Cactus.
You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy the retarded boy?
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hi, you're listening to The Snowplow Show. Today is July 9th, 2016, and today's show is sponsored by Chris and Sarah. Thanks, Chris and Sarah, for making this show possible. It couldn't be done without people like you, I guess. So hey, remember when I asked you all to put in your votes and make some suggestions on challenges for me to do? Well, I'm not going to do the challenges in this show. I'm still collecting the challenges. But my poll on facebook.com/groups/goawayPLA, it's grown to approximately a billion suggestions, and I'm just going to read a few that are the top rated ones. Like the number one suggestion with 71 votes is to wake up a sleeping person by having their spouse go into their room and scream. And that sounds doable, I guess. I'll probably traumatize a few people, but sure, why not? I'll try that one. Number two with 60 votes is deliver STD test results to a family and or coworkers. And I guess I read both of these on the last show, so I'm sorry about that. Number three, switch to Comcast at 3 a.m. And I don't know what that means. I assume I'm supposed to make a telemarketing call to them at 3 in the morning and try and get them to switch their internet provider. Have them go into a crowded public area and scream Allahu Akbar. Or Allah Akbar. Sorry, why is it spelled like that? That's weird. The next one is ask to talk to their children and say you met them on Tinder when they question why. That suggestion would have worked out great on today's show, because on today's show we're doing haircuts. And with the haircut calls, sometimes it's the kid's name that's in the computer. So I'm calling up homes and asking for kids. And I don't think anything weird happened with that this time, but that would have been a perfect response. If they would have asked why I want to talk to their 5-year-old or whatever, I'm sure the parents would have thought it was hilarious. Let's see, get former hotel guest phone numbers and then convince them that there was a dead body in their room while they were staying there, which seems like a great way to get the police called on me. Okay, I'm going to do that one. That one was from Ben B. Call law offices for a free consultation on your 3 pending DUI cases. Now see, now we're just getting into prank call suggestions rather than weird random things that I could do during a prank call. Scam Walmart into giving someone a free cactus for answering the weekly customer survey. Tell employees at restaurants that the next shipment of food is spoiled and not to serve it despite the expiry date. Yeah, let's make him throw thousands of dollars of food into the dumpster. Ring up and say nothing but Bob Murphy, like this.
Bob Murphy.
Lick or bite from a stick of butter. That was Dr. Astronaut's idea, and I think he's the one who's responsible for all of this. I could be wrong, but I think Dr. Astronaut came up with this whole idea of, you know, giving me challenges to do during prank calls. So if I'm right about that, thank you, Dr. Astronaut. Using three-way, have one Roycipient prank another Roycipient. Unknowingly, Royception. Flip all the switches. More Yelp check-in calls. Come on, people, these are prank ideas. These aren't challenges to do within prank calls. Get someone to accept the charges for a collect call from the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility. I like doing that, but the problem is most people hang up on it, so it seems kind of pointless. It just kind of ruins what could be good prank calls. But you're right, I need to do that more often. I don't get people to accept collect calls from prison nearly enough on this show, and that has to change. Break out a big window in order to vent a deadly gas leak. That was sent in by PrankNet, I think. Convince the prank star to leave a carding note on Roy's behalf on their neighbor's car. That sounds hilarious, but they'd probably just go over there and talk to their neighbor is all. Get them to burn down their house. Oh, here's a good one. I get 1 point for each time a different person gets on the line and they are convinced. Oh, wait, I thought you meant a different prank star. You're talking about me doing weird voices that I can't do and convincing them that I'm a different person. I think I should get 1 point either way, though. Every time I get a spouse to be transferred to the line, and then somebody else, and somebody else. Get them to make poop sounds with their mouth. That has 3 votes. Get them to check their attic for ticks or a coffin. Make them go to Walmart and buy a cactus at 3 a.m. because it's against the homeowner's regulations not to have one. Make them say Beetlejuice 3 times. Make an old person put their toaster in their dryer. No, come on, let's make them drop it in the bathtub while they're sitting in it. Anyway, that's more or less the votes at this point. And if you want to contribute to that list and come up with your own ideas, the URL to go to is facebook.com/groups/goawayPLA. And you can vote on your favorite suggestion or just add your own. Hey, you know what? I'm kind of tired of talking to you guys, so I'm going to play the show from Friday morning. Here it is. Hey, everyone. I'm doing a very quick 15-minute pre-show today. It's going to be lots of fun. I'm going to call upwards of 2 numbers, possibly 3, and I'm starting right now. Oh, and plus we're doing a Facebook mob in this 15 minutes, so get ready for that. So these are people who checked in for a haircut. This first guy checked in, and he never even showed up. So we're going to have a word with him about that. If he picks up.
Mark, this is Ethan.
Hey, Ethan. This is Roy from Great Clips.
Great Clips, yeah.
Yeah, you checked in. You did an online checkup earlier today, but then you didn't show up.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, it didn't tell me what time to show up.
Oh, so it's the computer's fault that you don't know how to properly online check in.
No, I've never checked in online for a hair appointment in my life.
Well, it's pretty straightforward. I mean, you just look at the screen and it tells you what to do. Are you a fucking idiot?
Okay, miss.
Well, I just don't see why you're wasting our time. That's time we could have had someone else having a haircut. But we
you want to be an asshole about it? I was about to head over there.
Well, you're the one being an asshole, signing up for an online check-in, and what's it been, like 3 or 4 hours now?
3 or 4 hours, man.
Something like that. 200 and something minutes, it says here. I think that's 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah. That's 200 minutes for you to shut the fuck up.
Well, I'm glad you think this is such a big fucking joke, but, you know, Heidi was over here, and she didn't have anyone's hair to cut. She's just standing there like an idiot because
Heidi.
You were supposed to be there, and
shut
you weren't
the
there.
Shut up.
You shut the fuck up.
You're so stupid.
I'm stupid because...
Misty, first off.
Well, Misty wasn't even here today, so you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
you don't know how to read the screen. You're full of shit.
I fucking called down there, you man.
You didn't call down here. You did an online check-in. It's right here on the computer.
Yeah, after I called.
Who'd you talk to?
And she... I don't fucking know.
Did you call and were you like, I don't know how to use the computer. Can you guys tell me how to use the computer?
Yeah, that's exactly how it went.
Yeah, I figured so.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Well, anyway, fuck you for wasting our time and Heidi's time.
Yeah, not a problem. I'll be there in 5 minutes.
No, you're actually not welcome here anymore. We're permanently banning you from the store. So don't even try.
Perfect, perfect. Can I get that in writing?
Yeah, but you're not allowed to come in and get it because you're banned.
Oh, that's okay. I can stand in the parking lot and you can bring it up.
We'll mail it to you.
Oh, yeah, what's my address?
Oh, we know your address. We got it here in the computer.
Oh, yeah, you're so full of shit.
You're full of shit.
Oh, man.
Okay, well, this has been fun. Bye!
Yep.
I just wanted him to get mad and hang up on me. He just sits there and thinks it's a joke. Thinks everything's a big fucking joke.
Hello?
Hi, Janet?
No, this is her daughter.
Oh, okay. Well, is Janet around?
No, she's not.
Okay, and you're aware of the issues we had today with her at the Great Clips at the haircut place?
No, I'm not.
Okay, yeah, she threw a big tantrum in the store and, like, she tipped over a rack of hair gels.
Oh, really?
Yes. And we just needed to, work something out with her so she can come back and pay for the damage she did.
Okay, I'll let her know that you called. When was that?
It was earlier today. She called, made an appointment, and came in.
Okay.
The damage at this point, it's over $175.
Okay.
But if we could work something out where maybe... do you know what time she's going to be home?
No, I don't. She had some shopping to do.
Oh,
so I have
yeah,
no idea.
Shopping. That's what she calls it. She's probably going in to start problems at other places. What? Why? I thought that was reasonable, you know, like... She's being an asshole in the store.
Look, you jerk. Do not talk about my mother like that. I don't know what the problem is, but she doesn't usually act like that.
I know.
And now I'm going to start acting like that, so cut it out.
Like mother, like daughter, right? She's gone. I just got called a jerk, everyone. Only 12 minutes of this show left, you guys. Let's see how many listeners there are right now. We currently have 29 listeners. I seriously am leaving the show in about 10 minutes. So we're only going to do a couple more calls, but it's okay, because after that, it's the XYZ show. This is just the pre-show. I think I'm going to send some of these numbers to XYZ, maybe. Or maybe I'll just do a show over XYZ. Just do a competing show.
This is David.
Hey, David. This is Roy from the haircut place you were at today.
Yes.
And there's just kind of a small problem. We noticed on our security cameras that you ran off with our tip jar.
I did not run off with your tip jar.
Well, that's weird, because one minute it was there, and then you left and it was gone.
Is Kim there?
Kim
cuts hair.
Well, Kim's busy right now. She ran to Blockbuster to return a video.
I've been coming to her for years, and you can ask her about me doing anything like that.
I would never. Actually, she was here when we were looking at the security footage, and she's just like, "I knew it. I knew there was something about that guy." And I'm glad you think this is funny, but really, we're not involving the authorities or anything. It's no big deal. If you could just bring it back, though, that would be nice.
Could you have her call me when she gets there? I'd be glad.
What is this boner you have for Kim?
Because I've been going to her since she was in Great Clips at Rogers.
Oh, that's so romantic and sweet. Are you hoping that she'll marry you if you keep coming to her?
Are you serious?
It sounds creepy. I'm kind of serious, yeah. What are you creeping on the girls for? They're just here to do a job, you know? They just want to cut hair. They don't need you acting like you have, like, some big, crazy relationship or something. You know? Hello? Hello?
I'm here. This is just unbelievable. I have no idea what you're talking about. You can call the authorities. That's okay with me. I'd be happy to talk to them.
Well, I don't want to call the authorities. You know, like, I don't need any trouble with them. But if you could just bring that tip jar back.
You don't want any trouble.
Well, you know, some of us have warrants here. So I'd rather not call the police. If you could just bring the tip jar back, though, that would be nice. I mean, the jar itself is worth more than the money it was in there. I paid over $20 for that jar. If you could just bring the jar back. You can keep the money, okay? Just keep the money, bring the jar back.
I don't know who this is, but this is really funny.
It's not that funny. I mean, first you're stalking our... That was weird. It ended really quickly. Am I having phone problems? I hope I'm not. I think he hung up. I don't know. That was weird. Maybe my internet went out or something. So the reason I said she was returning a video to Blockbuster is because last night I was watching 6 Feet Under, and that show talks often about going to the video store and returning videos, and basically my show needs to be more like 6 Feet Under.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 4-7.
Okay, I have exactly 6 minutes. That was all the numbers from that store, so I'm going to change my caller ID. And we'll call a few more. And then I'm just going to give my entire list over to XYZ, and he can do these instead, because fuck this shit. I've got things to do. I think I am having phone problems, because it's taking forever to change my caller ID. I need to reboot. All right, here's the next one. Her name is Casey. Hello? Hello? James? 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 James, can you hear me? James! James! Say hello! James!
James!
James! Can you hear me? He was there. I could hear the road noises and stuff. He's probably giving roadhead. That's what it was. Couldn't speak at the moment.
Hello.
Hi, Chris.
No, Kenny.
What?
This is Dad.
Oh, okay. This is Great Clips. This is Roy from Great Clips. He was in earlier today.
Uh-huh.
And it looks like we may have put the wrong kind of hair stuff in there on the scissors. You know?
The wrong kind of hair stuff on scissors.
Yeah, we're going to need to counteract the chemical reaction. How long has it been since he got his hair cut? I just showed the time that he checked in.
I'm not sure. Chris doesn't live with me no more. He did stop by here after he got a haircut, though. He's already gone now, and he don't have a phone.
Did you notice that his hair was cut upside down?
No. What do you mean upside down?
Well, this girl that works here, Kim, she hasn't been out of beauty school for too long now, and she accidentally cut his hair upside down.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to get in my truck right now, and I'm going to go down to his cousin's where he might be and try getting... Who is this?
My name is Roy from Great Clips.
Roy. Okay, Roy.
But, I mean, did you notice it was upside down? I don't think you necessarily need to go see him or anything.
I wasn't... It was dark in my room when he came in there, so I'm not...
That's creepy.
I didn't really get to see. Yeah.
That's really creepy. Holy shit. Anyway, I was just kidding about the chemical reaction stuff. That's just a industry joke, you know. But the real problem was that his hair was cut upside down.
Upside down?
Yeah, completely upside down, you know.
How do you cut hair upside down?
Ask Kim. She's the fucking idiot that cut his hair upside down. At this point, she's about to get fired. This is strike two for her. Hello? 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 Sir? Chris's dad? Hello? Can't hear you over the chainsaws. Hello? I don't know if you guys can hear this, but there are a bunch of chainsaws happening outside the window. That's the main reason I didn't do a full show today. Anyway, my show's over, you guys, and it's time for the XYZ show. That's the real reason I went on today. And I think since I'm not on the YouTubes, I'm going to rebroadcast XYZ show on this channel so we can fool him into thinking he doesn't have any listeners when really he does. So if you'd like to hear the sequel... Holy shit, holy shit. That's XYZ show. So if you want to hear XYZ show today, you don't even have to go to his stupid chat room at mixler.com/XYZQWA. You can just listen on here, on phonelosers.org. Because fuck XYZ and his dumb show. Let me check something really quick before I do this. As an added bonus, while you're listening to XYZ on my channel, you're going to hear chainsaws in the background. So if you want to hear the XYZ show with chainsaws in the background... That guy's phone is ringing. He's been on the whole time. I think he heard XYZ's URL. I think I just got XYZ arrested. Hey, I guess you switched over, but you didn't hang up. I was on hold the whole time. What happened?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
I don't know what... You like clicked over, but you didn't say goodbye to me. That was incredibly rude of you. And at this point, I feel like your son deserved an upside-down haircut.
Okay.
All right. Well, I gotta go. There's a bunch of chainsaws happening over here. I can barely hear you. But, oh, he hung up. XYZ is playing music. So we're gonna switch over to his stream. And, yeah, XYZ. But really, you should go to his chat room, which is located at mixler.com/XYZQWA. Go there right now, and you can listen to his show without the chainsaws in the background. All right, bye everyone. Thanks for listening. Hi there. Pre-recorded Brad here, just kind of dropping in to do a few voicemails and stuff. Hope you enjoyed today's 15-minute show, because the rest is going to be nothing but voicemails. No, I'm just kidding. There's more stuff after the voicemails, but here it goes. Here's some voicemails. Let's see what Corbin Guy has to say. Wait, this isn't Corbin Guy. This is the wrong area code.
Hi, Brad. It's Corbin Guy.
Yep. Okay.
I was just sitting here thinking about you, and Brad, I was wondering, would you fuck me?
Okay.
Bye, fuck me.
All right, bye, fake Corbin Guy. Hey, look, Dr. Astronaut's leaving
Brad,
a message.
It is Dr. Astronaut.
Hey, Dr. Astronaut.
I'm calling to set the record straight. I am the man who gave you the butter club.
I know, I know.
To have people lick their butter.
I figured it out. Actually, I looked in my show notes, and I wrote down on my show notes... It says, Dr. Astronaut's gamified prank calls. So even though I made fun of your idea at first, probably, I actually thought it was a good idea, and I was even going to give you credit for it, apparently.
The butter challenge.
I don't remember any of this. I'm just looking at my notes.
I noticed, though, that you may be doing other challenges.
Yeah, because the butter one is stupid.
You know, if you don't do my... Oh, I just saw Shooting Star.
Holy
Never
shit.
Seen that before.
Wow.
Anyway. If you don't do mine, I'm going to donate all the money that I was going to give you to charity.
Okay.
I found a charity that gives AIDS to cancer patients.
Oh, that's nice.
So that motivates you to get people to lick butter.
All right.
All right, man. I don't like long goodbyes, so later.
Okay, bye. I wonder if I could get a Walmart employee to go over to the butter department and start opening up containers of butter and getting the employee to lick them all. I could make my $100 in no time. Fuck those cancer patients. I want my $100.
Arby, something sad happened today.
Okay.
I lost my PLA coin.
Ah.
I lost it.
That's hilarious.
If anyone out there has a PLA coin they want to sell me, I'll pay double the price.
Aw.
Thank you.
I wish I had an extra and I'd just send you one, but I pretty much am completely out of them. I just have the one that is mine, and nobody else can have mine. But I do think it's about time we make some more PLA coins, get some 2016s in there. Maybe I'll get some 2016 coins done by the end of 2017.
Yeah, well, I just was wondering when the next Call of the Mask Cathedral will be released.
Never!
Yeah, that's it. Great
okay.
show, man.
Hell if
Yay.
I know. That's G-Ad's thing, not my thing. I can tell you that G-Ad is definitely working on new stuff. And we've done new calls together within the past few weeks. We have plans to do more calls next week, like this coming Saturday or Sunday. I have no idea what we're going to do, but we're definitely putting together more stuff for new episodes. So keep watching the Calls of Mass Confusion YouTube channel. I'm sure there's going to be a new episode soon. My guess is within the next couple of months, but I don't know for sure. I don't know what Jihad has planned.
Brad, it's not Brad.
Hey, not Brad.
I just listened to your Glory Hole Donut call. That was the best call you made in a while.
Wow.
I laughed so hard I cried. All right, bye.
Thanks, not Brad. I bet you that call totally flabbergasted not Brad, because he's the kind of person that gets flabbergasted easily.
Hello, Mr. Gerbell.
Hi.
This is Frank Garrett from Duncan's Construction.
Hello.
I wanted to let you know that you have the best show on the internet.
Wow.
Also, I wanted to ask, does your mother still have never mind. You know, just keep up the good work.
Okay. Thanks for reconsidering asking a question about my mother.
Hey, Brad. I was just wondering, what advice would you give to somebody who is some friends who are thinking about starting their own podcast?
Don't do it.
Calls?
Don't
Any
do it.
Any advice would be helpful. Thanks a lot, Cactus Cactus.
I don't need the
Bye-bye.
I don't need the competition, goddammit. Leave the podcasting to me. Who do you think you are? No, I don't know, really. I don't know. Start recording. Start recording things. And just keep recording shitloads of things until you have enough things to make a podcast episode. And make sure the things that you put in your episode are funny to other people and not just to you. And don't play a lot of voicemails in your podcast, because those are boring. People don't want to hear those.
Roy, I have the most brilliant idea.
Holy shit.
Instead of Tenants from Hell, you should do Landlords from Hell.
Just Holy
like
crap.
Just like the hotels when you would call and phone hack their information or call like the corporate office.
Yep.
Call like as a tenant and then say I want to change my phone number, get the old phone number, and then call them as the landlord.
Yeah.
That would be hilarious. And charge people stubborn bitch fees instead of stupid bitch fees.
Stubborn bitch fees. I like that one better. Yeah, I think someone has actually submitted a list of apartment people to me, and it's sitting in my email. I need to get to doing that one. But that could be a lot of fun. I'd probably have to do those more in the evening time so people would answer. But yep, I agree. I definitely need to do that soon. Okay, that's enough voicemails. Let's quit doing these stupid voicemails. Nobody likes those. Before we get started with the next segment of the show, though, everyone should know that they need to support the show by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.org/cactus. You can sign up on either of those and support the show. Please do that. For the love of God, please do that. Please, for baby Jesus, support the Snowplow Show. All right, on this next part, it's going to be more haircut calls, except it's a day later now. It's now Saturday. And I didn't do these live on the air. I just did these on my own, which is probably why I stuck with the same idea throughout the entire thing, because I don't have the chat room in front of me giving me inappropriate ideas, crazy things to say to people. Anyway, here it is. Here is the second part of today's show.
Hello.
Hello, James?
Yes.
Hey, James, it's Roy from the haircut place. You were here yesterday and got a haircut?
Right.
You know, Great Clips. At the shopping center?
Which one?
The one on road?
Oh, yeah.
What, did you go to a lot of them yesterday or something?
Well, I checked in multiple.
Oh, why'd you do that? You just, like, trying to find the one that answers quickest?
Well, I mean, not actually checked in. The check-ins were down on two of them. So I tried to go to two of them.
I see.
That was the second one on.
Okay. Well, anyway, the manager just wanted me to give you a call and let you know that I collected your hair and took it home. I'm a scientist as well as a hairdresser. And I've been doing some DNA sequencing. But basically, I'm sequencing your genome.
Okay.
And I'm going to have a copy, like a complete copy of your DNA here in my records.
Okay, is this a joke or what?
No, of course not. No, I'm a scientist, not a comedian. I just wanted to let you know, the manager says I have to let people know now when I take their hair home. It doesn't make sense to me, because I wouldn't think you'd even care, would you? Like, you don't care if I take your hair home?
Well, I mean, what purpose?
Well, it's all for science. I'm sequencing your DNA, and what I'm going to try and do is grow. I'm gonna grow a liver. I'm gonna grow your liver in my lab.
Who are you working for?
Well, I work for Great Clips. I work for the haircut place, but just you know, on the side, I do a lot of science So I just needed to let you know I've sequenced all of your genes. Only took a day. I'm getting really good at this.
Yeah, sounds like it.
And I'm gonna be growing your liver. Starting next week.
Okay, and you're going to donate it or what?
No, I'm just gonna kind of do some experiments on it. Just kind of poke at it.
Okay.
Maybe do a little gene editing if I have some time.
Okay.
Maybe turn it into a super liver.
Okay, well, I really can't talk right now.
Why? What are you doing? Well, shit. He just does not care about science or something. I bet you if he gets in an accident or something or just suddenly needs a new liver, he's going to be like, damn it, I wish I'd written down that guy's phone number instead of hanging up on him. Could really use a new liver right about now.
Hello?
Hello, Chris?
No, Chris.
Oh, were you at Great Clips yesterday for a haircut?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I just needed to let you know that I took your hair home. You know, I swept up your hair and I took it home. I'm doing some DNA experiments on it.
Yeah.
Doing a little...
It's a pretty cool prank call, man. You're lucky you wasn't at Great Tips yesterday when I went back up there.
Why? What'd you do? Hello?
Stop calling me, bro.
I didn't call you bro. I called you Chris.
Stop calling my phone.
But what'd you do when you went to Great Clips?
Why don't you come over to my house and I'll show you.
Well, no, just tell me. It'll be a lot more convenient that way.
Or you can just come over here and slap that fucking stupid fucking smart shit out of your mouth.
Did you bust some heads? Did you go into Great Clips and bust some heads?
No, bitch.
Because you're a big,
stop calling me.
You're a big tough guy. So I think that number was one that XYZ called yesterday on his show. I thought I marked all of these off whenever he got through to them, but apparently I didn't. And I actually remember that guy from XYZ's show. Chris was the son. And apparently he returned to Great Clips and gave them a piece of his mind. I should go over to his house so he can show me what he did.
Hello.
Hello, Frank?
Yes.
Hello, Frank. It's Roy from the haircut place.
Yeah?
You were here yesterday to get a haircut.
Yes.
And I have really good news for you.
Okay.
So we took your hair and we put it into a DNA sequencing machine. And we've sequenced your genome. And it looks like you have no major biological diseases. No genetic problems. Everything's A-okay.
Awesome. Okay.
Yep. Yep, just so you know, everything looks in tip-top shape.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
Okay. We noticed you don't have 20/20 vision, though.
Right.
Yeah, so look, what we've done is we've edited your genes. And they're going to be ready later this afternoon. If you'd like to come in, we'll reinsert them into your body. And hopefully that'll make your vision 20/20.
Okay.
So if you could come in, I don't know, in a couple hours, it should be ready. We'll get you all ready to go.
Okay. That's kind of a joke there, right?
Oh, no, it's not a joke. No, we can completely restore your vision. Do you have any other physical ailments or anything?
No.
We can go ahead and take those out.
No.
Nothing? No, chronic back pain? Have any cancer?
nothing that I know of. For real, what's going on here?
I took your hair home with me. I'm kind of an amateur scientist on the side when I'm not cutting hair. And, you know, just got your DNA out of that, and I've just been... I'm growing a new liver. I'm growing your liver in my basement.
How are you?
Yeah.
And how long is it going to be before the clone and they eat, like, the entire clone of me is ready?
Well, we're not quite that far with the science yet, but we'll get there eventually.
Oh, okay.
But we should.
So
we
can
should...
I get a reservation on that clone?
What was that?
I mean, can I get a reservation on that clone? I mean, I'll be ready later on down the line for it.
No, it's not for you, but, you know, if you need us to grow an extra liver or kidneys or anything like that, just give me a call, because I've got all the information here that I need.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, I just needed to let you know about this stuff. The manager said I have to start calling people and letting them know when I'm growing their body parts.
Oh, okay.
She says she's sick of my shit, basically.
All right. Well, thank you for letting me know.
Sure, anytime. Have a nice day.
You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Damn it. I hate when people don't take me seriously. They all think this is just a big fucking joke.
Hello?
Hello, Joyce?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the haircut place. You were here yesterday.
Yes.
And I just needed to let you know the girl that cut your hair, like her scissors and her razor and everything, it all had lice on it.
Had lice on it?
Yep, lice.
Oh.
Infested with lice.
For heavens. I'm sorry, what?
Just it's an epidemic around here. It's infested with lice. Everything is.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
I know. That's what I said.
Well, thanks for telling me. I just washed my hair. I didn't, you know, it's very short. I didn't see anything. I've never had lice. I don't know what they look like.
Do you have any peanut butter by chance?
We can
fix this over the phone.
Okay.
Yeah, you just...
What do I do?
You just take the peanut butter and dip your head in it.
Well, is it likely if I can't, can I lice be seen?
Oh, yeah, you can see them. You can see them as long as you have a microscope. You just set it on top of your head and look.
I mean, they're that tiny.
And look in there. Yeah. Oh, but I have good news. We sell lice shampoo for just
$29.99. Oh, gee. Well, I can't get in there today anyway, so.
I know, but you just stop by real quick and buy a container of lice shampoo for $29.99.
I have no car. I have no way to get there.
Fuck.
So I can't see the lice if I have any.
Well, no, you can see them just fine. You just put a microscope on your head and look in.
Well, okay. I just washed my hair and it's very, very short, so
okay.
I surely would have.
All right, ma'am.
Okay.
Ma'am, I'm okay. I'll come clean with you. I'll be honest. You don't really have lice. I'm just trying to sell.
What are you talking about? Is this a joke?
No, it's not a joke. I'm just trying to sell lice shampoo because I get a commission. I get like $10 for every container.
Oh, container. For goodness sake.
Yeah, and
so all what you've been telling me is not true.
No, it's not true. You don't have lice. I if I sell like 5 of these over this weekend, I'll have enough money to buy some weed on Sunday.
Oh, for heaven's sake. I think you're crazy. Bye.
Not crazy. I just wanted some weed. What's wrong with that? Oh, man. I feel like I owe her an apology. Let's call back and apologize. Tell her she has lice.
Hello?
Hey, I just wanted to apologize for trying to trick you.
Well, what's the point?
Well, I really wanted to buy some weed. And the only way... I mean, what am I supposed to do? Steal money out of the register?
Well, I don't know why you have to have some weed anyway, but okay, bye-bye.
Well, I love my weed. But that gives me a great idea. I'm going to steal some money out of the register instead. Yep, that's what I'm going to do. And holy crap, you guys, she was going to put peanut butter in her hair. I'm sure that I could have convinced her to do it. I know that most of you know that I once stopped Roxy, or Stacy, or whatever her name is. I stopped her from making an old lady put peanut butter in her hair once, because I felt like we were taking it too far. You know, I don't want to make some old lady put peanut butter all over her head. As hilarious as that sounds. But everyone's always giving me shit about that and said I should have just let Stacy do what she was doing. Let the lady cover her head in peanut butter or mayonnaise or mustard or whatever it was. She was getting her to put on her head. I seriously don't know if I could do that to someone. Make them put peanut butter in their head.
Hello?
Hello, Carolyn?
Yes.
Hi there. It's Roy from the haircut place. You were here yesterday for a haircut?
Yes.
And I just needed to let you know there's a small problem.
What's that, sir?
Are you sitting down?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's good. So the comb and the razor and everything that the girl who cut your hair had is just all covered in lice.
Thank you for letting me know. What do I do?
Well, you need to come in, and we'll sell you some lice shampoo for just $49.99. The price
is... If it's your health problem, why would you be selling it to me?
Well, you know, we have to make money. We're a business here. You know, it used to be $29.99, but the price went up due to recent demand.
Is she going to do the shampooing there?
Oh, no, that's your problem. I mean, we can do it for you, but it'll be $15 for the shampoo.
Where did I have my hair done yesterday?
At Great Clips.
And who did the cutting?
Oh, you know, what's her face? I don't even like to say her name because I'm kind of mad at her at this point. But anyway, yep, you have a major case of lice.
Thank you for letting me know. Your name is Roy, and what is your role there?
I am the janitor.
You are the janitor.
Okay, ma'am. I guess I need to come clean.
May I speak with the lady that cut my hair?
She's out right now. She's out returning a video at the video store.
Why would a janitor be calling me from the place? Why wouldn't...
Well, because I'm not only a janitor, I'm also a scientist, and I collect the hair off of the floors, and I take everyone's hair home, and I do DNA tests on it. I sequence the genome of every one of our customers.
And why do you do that?
I sell the information to the Chinese government.
You do? And do you do that with our permission and with Great Clips' permission?
Oh, no. We tried that, pretty much everyone we asked are like, no. Because, you know, I'm growing body parts. Like, I'm growing livers and kidneys. And
what is the manager's name for this location?
Her name is Cindy.
Cindy.
Yep.
Who is the manager on duty right now?
All right, ma'am, I need to come clean with you, okay? You don't really have lice. I was being dishonest when I said that.
Well, that's why. I mean, this whole thing sounded real hokey, so that's why I was asking for the name.
I was just trying to get you to come in and buy some of our lice shampoo, because I get commission on it, and I really need the money this weekend. I almost have enough money to order a new CRISPR machine. I'm going to be able to edit DNA.
Sir, how did you get my number, and who are you?
Well, I work here at the haircut place. And
Which one?
You gave us Great Clips on Street. You gave us your number when you checked in.
Why would you have access to my telephone number?
Well, because I work here. I'm a janitor and a scientist.
Sir, no scientist would conduct themselves in this fashion.
Well, I don't have...
Ethical?
I'm sorry, I'm not a rich scientist. And all of my science...
May I speak with the manager on duty, someone who's present right now, please?
Oh, she's the one that's out returning a video right now. She rented Lemony Snicket's series of unfortunate events.
May I speak with the person who is on duty while she's out returning a video?
Well, I can do anything you need. What do you need?
Sir, who is there besides you?
Brittany's here, but she's cutting someone's hair.
It's Saturday. You have tons of people working there besides just one person. Who else is there?
Well, everyone. It's none of your business who's here. Why do you need to know who's here? You're not the boss.
The reason I'm doing this is it's going to prevent me from calling the police about you. Okay?
Why would you do that?
Because you're starting a public health scare. I believe this is completely unethical, sir.
I'm not starting...
No scientist would conduct themselves like this.
I am too a scientist. Why would I have a CRISPR machine if I wasn't a scientist?
Sir, I'm going to end this call. I gave you an opportunity to cooperate. You didn't. I'm ending the call. Thank you, sir. I hate to be rude, but I hate that.
You're just afraid of science is what it is. It's always someone like her trying to keep us scientists down. I'm just minding my own business here, growing a few extra arms and legs and stuff. People like her have to try and disrupt everything.
Hello.
Hi, Michael.
Yeah.
Hey there, it's Roy from the haircut place. You were here yesterday for a haircut.
Yeah.
And I just need to let you know, we were able to pull some of your DNA out of your hair, and we ran a full series of tests, and there are no genetic diseases in your DNA as far as we can tell. What? He hung up. I wasn't done with his diagnosis yet.
Well.
Hey, I wasn't finished with your diagnosis, and you just hung up on me. I needed to let. And he's gone again. Whatever. I wanted to tell him about the anomalies that we found on his chart.
Hello.
Hello, is Ron there?
He's busy. Can I take a message?
Oh, well, I'm calling from the haircut place. He was in here to get a haircut yesterday.
Huh?
And I just needed to let him know. The manager says I have to tell everyone now that, I took some of his hair home to use for DNA sequencing. I do science on the side when I'm not cutting hair.
And you took my husband's hair home?
Yeah. I'm sequencing his DNA today, just for fun.
And what's your point? What do you want him to know this?
Well, the manager said I have to let people know now, because.
And is everybody okay with this?
So far, everyone's fine with it. I'm going to be growing body parts. You know, Ron's body
oh,
parts.
Oh, no, you need to throw his away then.
No, I've already started. I already started sequencing it and everything. And I
Did
wanted
he to... agree to that?
Well, no, but, you know, he left his hair behind. He didn't pick it up or anything, so we
was
can...
Was he told that's what you were going to do with it?
Well, no, but, you know, why would I tell him that? That's weird. I did have good news, though. Like, the good news is that I don't see any anomalies in his DNA. Like, it looks like genetically he's doing very well.
Well, good for him, but I don't like the idea of what you're doing.
Yep, it looks like he's going to live to be exactly 53 years old.
Really? Then he should have been dead 20-some years ago.
I didn't say 53. What, really? He's that old?
He's 67.
Holy crap. He's almost dead.
You know what? I need your name and number, and I'll go out and tell him. Because I don't really like this idea.
Why not? What's the big deal? It's just...
You're growing body parts and people's DNAs?
Well, I'm going to try and grow a liver using Ron's DNA. I'm going to grow Ron's liver. And the good thing is that if he ever needs a liver replacement, you can give me a call and maybe I'll have one laying around.
And your manager there at Great Cliffs is okay with you doing this?
Yeah, what's the big deal? It's just
okay, they're fine. Give me your name and your number.
They just throw the hair away anyway, just throw it in the dumpster.
Yeah, well, most people don't know that you're taking it to do this.
I mean, really, I could go to any Great Clips and just go through their dumpster and steal everyone's hair and sequence their
right.
DNAs.
So why do you feel you need to call everybody and get an okay unless it's...
The manager told me I have to.
Okay.
Because I didn't think it was a big deal that I'm taking everyone's hair home and making sure that they're healthy.
Well, you're way off course if you're saying he's going to live to... Be 53.
Okay, well, the science isn't perfect, okay? I'm still working on it. I'm an amateur.
Don't sit here and try and tell me what great things you're doing and, you know, all about him. But, hey, you know, whatever.
Well, I'm sorry I'm not perfect, Mrs. Perfect.
I never said you were perfect. You're sitting there telling me you've discovered all this about him, and apparently you're not.
I was just a couple of years off. It's not a big deal.
But I mean, how do you know it's his hair you're testing?
Oh, because I watched. As soon as a person leaves, I run over and I collect their hair.
So each one is separate?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I label everything.
Then why can't you just throw that away from me if I asked you to?
Well, because I already started sequencing his DNA.
But then can't you just get rid of that for me?
Well, you know, here's the thing. If you want, like, you know, just as a personal favor to you, I can reverse the aging process on him. I can edit his DNA. I got this tool called...
Do you really think he's got that kind of time?
No, he does. He does. I can reverse his aging. I can make him stop aging.
You know what? Well, as long as I know, I'll tell him. And if he's got a problem with any of this, because I certainly do, but if he does... That's his choice. He can go up there and talk to your manager.
But look,
okay, how's that?
I can make you both last forever. Well, not you, but him. I mean, unless you get your hair cut at the haircut place.
No, I'll pass along your message.
Come on, don't you want to be immortal?
Good.
You'd be like a god.
Really? What have you been smoking? I smoked a lot of pot in my years, but that one I never came up with for somebody. But you know what? Good luck. I wish you all the luck.
Oh, thank you. Your attitude has changed so much since the beginning of this call.
I'm telling you, I'm going to tell him, and if he's got a problem, he can go up there and talk to your manager.
No, okay? he can take it up with the fucking ethics committee, because I'm not doing anything wrong.
Good. It's a personal thing, buddy. It's a personal thing.
Hey,
he doesn't like what you're doing.
I'm not your buddy, pal.
Well, kiss my ass.
I should have been like, well, I can kiss Ron's ass because I'm growing a new one. Ba-dum-tsh. Well, that is the last phone number I have from my haircut lists. And most of those were ones that I gave to XYZ, and they didn't pick up on his show because it's the middle of the day. People are out doing errands and getting haircuts and stuff. But if you want to hear more of those calls, you should definitely listen to the XYZ show from Friday, July 8th, 2016. XYZshow.xyz is where you can find that. And you can hear kind of a sequel / prequel to the two shows that I put into the show. You can hear XYZ do some of these haircut calls as well. He did the one where they have the lice and we sell the shampoo. That was totally not a scammer's idea. The one where we try and sell them lice shampoo for $29.99. But XYZ did that one too, and they weren't too happy about it. Anyway, that is the end of today's show. I think that's a good place to end it, with the lady telling me to kiss my ass. So thank you everyone for listening. Thank you Chris and Sarah for sponsoring the show today. Be sure to add Phone Losers on Facebook at facebook.com/phonelosers, on Twitter at twitter.com/phonelosers, on YouTube at youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica, and youtube.com/phonelosersshows. And if you're wondering what the chainsaw stuff is about from the beginning of the show, remember there's a bunch of chainsaws outside my window? You would know what's going on if you followed me on Instagram, whatever the URL for that is. I think my Instagram name is BradBCP, and there's probably a link to my Instagram in the show notes. But a couple weeks ago, the Situation Room here in Roy, New Mexico, it was breached, had a big tree fall on it. And I think it was last week I really wanted to do a show, but I couldn't because there was a chainsaw right outside my window. They were cutting the tree down. And today they were doing some follow-up work and cutting some more trees down, which is why I didn't do a longer show. I figured I wouldn't be able to hear anything because of the chainsaws. Anyway, whatever. Who cares? The show's over. Bye, everyone. I want to peel back. I want to feel that. That my future's still coming. I walk into the night and follow the city lights, but my heart is still running. I can see your face again. I can see my old friend in my sweet imagination. I'm walking to the street and follow the city beat, but my heart is still racing. The dance floor isn't there no more, but my heart is still moving. Tell me, do you know where I'm
talk about my mother like that.